The point of speaking is to encourage, to clarify, and support our practice of living this awakened life, this life that we are. To do this, sometimes we explain or elaborate, but that is always in service of our life practicing, our zazening, our manifesting who and what we always are. Who and what we always are. There's a gatha that states, samskaras are all momentary. Circumstances, conditions are all momentary. Lacking abiding, how much more so their activity? It is said they give rise to what is considered activity and what is considered the dual. In a way, this is a reminder and also a help in noticing what we seem to be caught in, despite lacking any abiding. Dreams of dual, dreams of being done, of being done too, of things done. That's when we recite the practice principles, we're reminding ourselves, not because we need to know it mentally, but so that we can notice it at skillfully caught, holding. Sometimes we will notice all sorts of, I am nice too, why doesn't he? I didn't do, why does she not? Why, etc. We forget the most basic life as it is. There's an analogy, which I've mentioned before, of a wave and the ocean. And it's hard to remember sometimes that the wave is always the ocean and that the ocean is always a wave. And wave, ocean are just this movement changing moment. Never a wave, never an ocean. But sometimes it's useful to talk about this, to bring this analogy up so that we can see when we're holding on to wave and denying the ocean. Sometimes we're holding on to the ocean and denying the wave, or sometimes we're holding on to one wave and not another, missing the fact that it's all passing. Each particular wave, as we all know, if we go to the ocean, long pass, coming and going at the same time, coming and going at the same time, and never anything but that. Sometimes we treasure some waves that once used to be, denigrate others. It's all just this ocean waving this moment. This is our zazening opportunity. Excuse me. In the 1990s, Joko gave some talks where she spoke of the teaching of a woman Zen teacher, Sono. Sono had deep understanding and practice and had yet a very simple teaching. she would advise people, students, those who came to her, that every day, every morning, every evening, when responding to circumstances and things that happen throughout the day, to say, thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Joko brought this up, as I said, in the 1990s, and a number of people who heard Joko speaking about this picked it up since then, and they've used it in their talks and writings. On a level of a saying, it is very good. But most of all, what's most valuable about it is that it is ongoing practice. So, I'm encouraging all of us in this coming week, at least, just do this practice for the week. Again, the phrase, if I explain it a little more, excuse me, thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. What you might find is that it ensures that we have the opportunity of noticing, of seeing when and how we refuse to do this, to sense and experience what the consequence of refusing thanks for this. Refusing by complaining about this and that, that person, this event, when we deny even that we're doing such a thing, when we insist on doing otherwise and the consequences of that. Very simple practice. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Excuse me. If you want to know Joko, there's a page in Joko's third book, page 136, where she brings up this practice and talks more about it. But you don't need to go look at that, or feel free to read it. But this is all you need for Joko's practice, all you need for your life practice. Life as it is, being just this. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you.